According to a Government Accountability Office report, the TSA, Transportation Security Administration, the agency we love to have issues with, has all of these bomb-detecting dogs that are not detecting bombs. This program costs taxpayers $100 million a year. It's doubled in size in the last couple of years. And what the report from the GAO finds is that a lot of these dogs are not being trained adequately before they are released into service. About 700 canine units have been deployed, according to this report, in airports across the country without anyone really being sure if these dogs can detect explosives or not.
And with all this money being spent, I would imagine some tough questions are being asked as a result.
Yes. Should this continue? What's the problem? It's really interesting to look at some of the videos the GAO produced. You see dogs in airports, in some cases, going right up to the person who is acting as a decoy, carrying something that mimics explosives. Dog's doing its job. But in other videos, that person will walk right past the dog who runs off after an innocent passenger who might have milk bones or something in his luggage, for all we know. The report concludes there are so many smells in a crowded terminal that could be distracting the dogs. It's really hard to tell if they have been trained adequately in that kind of environment before they go into service. The TSA is saying now that even though the dogs have not been getting the required monthly training, according to the GAO report, it's going to do a better job launching what it's calling a new training and assessment initiative moving forward.